Unit 3. Recording 4. 1.
Oh, you must have seen it.
No, I've never even heard of it. How's it work?
Well, it sounds really stupid, but I'll try to describe it. The way it works is that there are two teams with two celebs on each team.
Two what?
Celebs, celebrities.
Oh, right.
So anyway, there's a studio with a swimming pool, and at the end, about 20 metres from the pool, there's a wall. Actually, a giant wall covered by another wall, or maybe a sort of curtain.
I don't get it. A wall covered by a wall.
Yeah, but it's really like a single wall.
Okay.
And the two people from the first team stand at the edge of the pool facing the wall. Then what happens is that the host says, "Bring on the wall!"
He does what?
He says, "Bring on the wall!" like that, very dramatically. Then the wall starts moving quite fast towards the two people.
Who are in front of the pool.
Yeah, and after a few seconds, the curtain lifts off the wall and there's a funny-shaped hole and they have to get through it.
They have to get through where?
Get through the hole.
Oh.
They have about 5 seconds to get themselves into the same position as the shape in the hole so that it goes past them and they don't get knocked into the pool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's the best part because nobody knows what shape the hole will be until the last moment. It could be anything person-shaped.
What do you mean, person-shaped?
Well, maybe bent over or maybe with one foot in front of the other and one arm up at an angle like this.
So what's the point?
Well, basically, the point is not to get knocked into the pool. If they don't stand exactly in the shape of the hole, the wall will knock them into the pool. The teams take it in turns to have a go, and the winning team is the one who gets through the most shapes.
It sounds pretty stupid to me.
You sort of have to see it to get it. It's incredibly popular.
2.
I like it because it's basically a mix between a general knowledge quiz and kind of psychological game.
So how does it work?
Well, there are 9 people standing in a semicircle in a very dark studio with spotlights of one colour, maybe blue or red, so it looks very dramatic. Each one is standing behind a kind of metal podium.
Standing behind a what?
A kind of desk made of metal. Anyway, the host stands in the centre.
Who stands in the centre?
The host. The woman in charge?
Oh.
Anyway, the first thing they do is answer general knowledge questions. She fires questions at them one by one, and the object is for the team to win money by answering a chain of questions correctly.
Sounds like any old quiz.
Yeah, but if someone gives a wrong answer, they lose all the team's money. The key thing is to bank the money as you go along.
Bank the money?
Yeah. Before a contestant answers their question, they can say bank, and then the total money so far is safely stored and a new chain is started from zero.
Whoa, it sounds complicated.
It isn't, when you get the hang of it. So then, after they've finished each round, they have to vote on who should get eliminated. You know, who should leave the game.
Oh.
The person who is the weakest link in the team.
So that's the person who got most answers wrong.
Yeah, but what usually happens is that people start voting strategically. Sometimes they vote off a strong player so that they can win.
So the winner's the last one left?
When there are 2 left, it's the person who gets the most questions right, and then that person wins all the money in the bank.
I still don't understand why it's so popular.
Well, the main reason everyone watches it is because of the host. She's very aggressive, like a sergeant in the army. And she can be really rude to the contestants. But instead of being offensive, it's actually very funny. I can't really explain. You need to see it.
And what's it called again?